We're doing the Sidra Dorot. Welcome to our class here. We begin the first few minutes with a little bit of Jewish history from the Sidra Dorot. So we're up to the year 1787. Reu was born when Peleg was 30 years old. Remember, Peleg was the son of Aver. Aver was the son of Shelach. Shelach was the son of Shem. So now we're on to Reu. He lived 239 years. He's the sixth generation, going from Noah, from the flood. And in his days was the beginning of the kingdom of Biham. I don't know if that's the Bohemians. I don't know Biham. I don't know. And the head of their capital was Prague. In his days, the Prague. So he says Prague. Yeah. In his days, there started a kingdom of women called Amzuni. Their husbands were killed at war, and the women took up the spears and they went out to fight on their own, and they were successful. So they formed their own nation, a nation of women, their own army, and when the girls were little, they'd burn off on their chest the right side so that they could wear armor. And he says that their kingdom lasted till the days of Alexander of Macedon, Alexander the Great, this kingdom of women. In the Medrash Rabbah, I guess they had men. There are all kinds of midrashim about this kingdom. Once a year, they'd go and meet the men. Also in Homer or Iliad, there's a discussion of this. And all kinds of ancient stuff. I never knew if it was for real or not. He's saying it's for real. The Gemara in Talmud, the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Emor says that, that no one fought them because it was like a shame. What you're going to fight, a bunch of women? So this generation, going back to the generation of Reu, that's when the Egyptian kingdom started, and that lasted till the days of Adawan the Caesar, Caesar Adawan. Now we're finally up to Nimrod, the son of Cush, the son of Chem, the son of Noach. So we're going back to the descendants of Chem. So that's in the year 1788. He was born a year after Reu. So he, Nimrod, he started his reign in Babel, in the year 1788, and he ruled for 47 years. Other sources say that he established the city of Babel and the great tower of Babel 135 years after the Mabul, which would mean he did that 3 years into his reign, in the year 1791. That kingdom lasted until the year 1,601 years, until Belshazzar was killed in the period between the first and second temple. So the Babylonian kingdom that was established by Nimrod, he started his kingdom through Babylon. So that was the Babylonian Empire that lasted for 1,601 years till Belshazzar. That's when the Persians and Medes took over. Now, they had a total of 51 kings. He brings over here that Nebuchadnezzar was his Gilgal. So next time, Bezachim, tomorrow night, we'll learn about the Tower of Babel, how Nimrod got to that.